Hi, this is Camille Berry, and I am running for re-election to the Chapel Hill Town Council. I enjoyed my first term so much that I wanted to continue my work in and with the community to help Chapel Hill realize its vision of being a warm and welcoming town. The top three issues that my campaign is built on are 1, increasing affordable housing, 2, bolstering economic development, and 3, honoring green spaces. Affordable housing. I faced housing insecurity several years ago right here in Chapel Hill, and I had community that helped me to withstand that and then to be in a position where I could help others when I worked at Community Home Trust. I also had my work informed by those who have experienced housing insecurity and those who have tackled it. I think that we can do a lot with the direction that we're taking, but I also think that we can continue to look to innovate. What can we do differently? Because what we're doing today is not necessarily the particulars that we had thought we would be doing 4 years ago. I think we need a good ecosystem of small, mom-and-pop, medium-sized, and large businesses in this community. In order to do that, we need to make sure that we have space for those businesses, adequate foot, bicycle, and vehicular traffic that can get patrons to them. And then if they're not direct services, as many large companies may not be, how do we have them equipped with the tools that they need to be successful here? And that goes for all three sizes. So looking at the infrastructure. In order to grow, in order to develop, we're going to have to eliminate some of that green space, but being tactical about it. If we sacrifice green space, what's the trade-off that goes there? And then where can we ensure that we are keeping green space and also treating that green space so that it can continue to thrive? I'm an omnivore. I eat meat, and I try to honor by not wasting. And that's what I'm thinking about when we look at our green space here. Moving forward, how do I envision balancing the town's variety of services with fiscal responsibility? We have to prioritize, and we've moved to do that this year. We prioritize the services that make this community function, and we let go of a council initiative, which was to make a pocket park. And I'm ever so grateful to Elizabeth Sharp, who's a council member, who said, you know, if we're having to cut, and it's clear that we're going to have to raise taxes, I think one of the things that we should think about cutting is something that we don't need. And we all agreed. Those initiatives, I believe, are ones that make this town more than just a town. But I will prioritize town services in order for this town to function over council initiatives. As much as I want to help beyond that, I have to recognize that we have got to meet our core requirements first. As the town continues its work to overhaul its land use approaches, my priority in these efforts will be to complete the land use management ordinance rewrite. I am pleased with the thoroughness of the staff. I continue to welcome the public's input, and I look forward to the town council being forthright, very clear in what its expectations are through that document of how we want to develop this town so that we're not having so many guessing games and negotiations when an applicant comes before us. But what do I envision that yielding? Clearer guidelines, clearer expectations for all, not just for the developers, but for the community members. Also, I am pushing for more density in this town. We are doing it intentionally with infill, with greater density along the transit corridors, and being sure that we are connecting roads, being sure that greenways are actually going everywhere. That's the beauty of density. Once it's easy to get to one place, you go to another, and you go to another, and you've had a wonderful experience in your town. You don't have to go to downtown just to experience that. What will I do to help Chapel Hill, its staff, the community feel strong in its convictions and its pride for being an inclusive community? I will continue to demonstrate for that. I will continue to advocate for it. I will advocate that we become a Fourth Amendment workplace, meaning let's be clear in what our rights are. And let's help our staff be clear in what they can do should our rights be challenged by anyone. Our staff, and we've been able to support that, has done tremendous work in being more inclusive. So many of our services, you can read them in different languages. Beyond that, as we prepare for the North-South Bus Rapid Transit System, yes, we'll have multilinguistics available, but we also will have pictographs that are universal. And continuing to engage with the public about what their needs are, as well as other municipalities in the area, white papers and research that share how they do it in other parts of the world. When voters see Camille Berry on the ballot, I hope that they will think of someone who really listens to them, someone who considers what they've said, and someone who has the courage to say what she is believing, even if it does not match up with what they are thinking, and someone who has the humility to say, you know what, I was wrong in that instance, I didn't know this, and now I do, and we need to correct.